Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 763. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. I'm in the seventh chapter today of Revelation. We've got music, I've got letters. So right now let's pray. Father, continue anointing me. Open up everything that you want the public to hear and the church to hear in the name of Jesus. Encamp your angels around and about me. Rebuke Satan strongly. I rebuke him by your word and by your blood. And open up doors for us and all your children throughout the world. Father, give them the things they have need of. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, now I'm chapter 7 here of the book of Revelation. Verse 13, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, John, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? Well, John knows that they knew what it was. Verse 14, and I said unto him, Sir, you know all these things. Why are you asking me? And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. Well, you've got a bunch of phonies that are saying that we're not going to be here when the tribulations are here. But here it says that these are the ones that are going to come out of great tribulation. We're going to be involved in case you don't know it. We're living in tribulation right now. But if you're so numb to the reality of the spiritual realm, the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God's word, well, then you're in trouble. And this is why you're listening, is so that you can believe these things. These are the ones that came out of great tribulation, not the beginning of tribulation, but they're going to go through great, grande tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. Well, the Lord is the one that shed his blood, and the Lord is the Word. So we study his Word, and his Word purges us or washes us along with his blood and makes our robes clean to the point that we can enter the kingdom of God. Because unless our robes, our garments are perfectly white, we cannot enter in. No dingy clothing there, and there's no laundry there. The laundry is the word of God. You receive it, you're clean. The blood of Jesus, you receive it, you're clean. Verse 15, therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night. Well, does that mean we're going to just be working all day and all night and all day and all night? No, not. We are serving the Lord day and night here. That's an expression. Say, you know, all our waking hours, we love to let the Lord serve us with his word. So in turn, we like to broadcast it. But there's no need to preach salvation any longer in the kingdom of heaven because everybody has salvation there. So to serve him day and night in his temple. Oh my God, you're going to be in his temple and serving him there, we don't know what serving him there is. It's like rest. It's utter rest. We serve him by resting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In his temple, because he's living in us as his temple now, and therefore we get to live in his temple. Serve him day and night, and we're going to be in his temple. And his temple is a lot more beautiful than ours. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. So he's sitting on the throne and he's dwelling among us. So all the riches and the glory and the honor and everything that he has is ours. So he might say, I'm serving him. If he says, go over by that waterfall and just sit over there. And when you go there, when I saw Sue and myself in the kingdom of heaven, I mean, I just couldn't get my eyes off of us because we were so beautiful and handsome. And every part of her face, just the arch of her eyebrow and the gothic look of her nose and her cheeks, cheekbones and her throat, her chin was so youthful. And her hair was so luscious and cascading down to her waist, and there's a beehive on top of it and bangs in front of her, and the hair was swept on the sides, and her eyes were so beautiful, and her body was just perfect, and mine was too. I was like moving with great dignity and sureness of myself, and we'll be dwelling among the Lord. And I was so confident, because once you know you're in heaven, you know you're there forever, and you have this great confidence and peace and joy. And I actually looked as though I were arrogant. It wasn't arrogance, it's just that I knew that I know God, and I knew it on earth, and I know it here all the more. I know it! I know God, and it's arrogant to know that that's my Father. I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of Jesus. And anything that he wants me to do, if he wants me to sit down or lie down on a nice couch or something, and or if he wants me to eat from the tree of life, which is Jesus, just go over and eat and enjoy yourself. I command you to enjoy yourself over here. I command yourself, go over to this place. We're all going to eat together, and we're going to drink together, and we're going to have ecstasy. Ecstasy that is never known on earth. It's going to be wonderful. So praise and thank God. And you're so overjoyed because you're there. You worked for that, to be there. And he's dwelling among us now. Praise the Lord. Verse 16, they shall hunger no more. You people that are hungry, that have been in famines and so on, you will not hunger any longer. Neither shall you thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Well, some people like heat. Well, all those are in hell in the lake of fire. You like heat? I'm sure one of these days you won't. So I don't like this abundance of heat. My favorite seasons are spring and fall, and it's moderate. Verse 17, for the Lamb, which is Jesus, which is in the midst of the throne, he's right there in the throne. He's in the middle of the throne. That's God himself, shall feed them. He's the tree of life, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. Living waters. You take a little sip of that, and you get another million years, another billion years. You're going to be there forever and ever. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Well, we have so many tears, many people have in this world. They've lost loved ones. They've been abused. They've been hurt. Here they were doing good. They were doing the will of the Lord, and people beat their brains off or cut their heads off or murdered them some way, put them before a firing squad, maybe killed your sons and daughters before they killed you. Yes, there were tears because the world is filled with bastards, evil bastards, fatherless children. And they're going to get theirs. We pray that they'll be saved. But nevertheless, it still hurts us. When I see people that have children and somebody murdered them, they say, well, we forgive them. That is unnatural. Those are not natural affections. They don't have any heart. We're not to forgive murder. murderers should be punished to the limit of the law. This is chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of only one half of an hour. Oh, something's up. Verse 2, and I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. In other words, seven alerts to alert the people on earth. Seven warnings. Look, idiots, it's over. Repent or perish. Repent or go to hell. Repent or go to the lake of fire. It's over. Verse 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar. Do you pray without ceasing? Are your prayers mingled with the prayers of the saints? It says all saints. If you're not praying, then you're not one of the all the saints. You're not one of them. There's no evidence of you in heaven of having prayed today or yesterday or the day before. Or will you begin praying now so that there can be some of your prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne of God? Verse 4, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Verse 5, and the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. This is something that you can look forward for with joy if you're saved. But if you're not saved, there's no joy to it whatsoever. These are mighty angels, and they compass the entire earth. And there were voices, thunderings, more warnings, voices warning the people on earth, and thunderings and lightnings warning the people on earth, and an earthquake. Verse 6, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Verse 7, the first angel sounded, and there followed hail. Now we're starting to get hail. You never really used to hear about hail that much here on earth, but here comes hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. In your hometown? Yes, it says the earth. Your hometown also. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. You won't be able to see lawns anymore, or a third of it will be missing. Verse 8, and the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. The third part of the sea became blood? Is this actual blood? That's what the scripture says. And the Lord cannot lie. This is the Lord. The word of God is God. Verse 9, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life, didn't have life anymore. They died. They were morto. Estava morto. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. If you're taking a pleasure trip on the Queen Mary or the QE2, well, you better not be in that part of the country. As a matter of fact, you should just start praying and get right with the Lord right now. Verse 10, and the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. Now, this lamp is, we are to be like lamps in this world, like the churches, the lamp stands. We're supposed to be burning and burning and burning and giving the light of God to people. And because we don't, and nobody does, the Lord is sending down a lamp, a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And he's witnessing to them now. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. For all you smart alecks out there that think that you don't have to serve God, that you don't have to do any work. Well, the Lord is witnessing now. He does it with great power and with great tribulation. Verse 11, and the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. You want to know what wormwood is? Bitter water. So bitter that you can't drink it. You could, but you're going to die. It says wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. Well, you mean to say if we drink bitter water, the Lord's giving you bitterness because you don't have thankfulness and you become bitter and you stop serving him. And you cause a lot of trouble in the church among the brothers and sisters. And a root of bitterness has grown into you. Now I'm going to serve you some bitterness, the Lord says. Verse 12, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten. And the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Well, you know, when the sun is darkened, that it's going to get mighty cold on earth. You can forget about this global warming. It's going to get mighty cold, folks. It's going to get mighty hot. What's going to happen is what God wants to happen. You know, you take some half-wit man that didn't make it as president. He comes up with this theory of global warming because you're using too much underarm deodorant or something. Be serious. Be serious. We people that are of the Lord are laughing at you. We feel sorry for you. And the night likewise, there's only one third of the night. Verse 13, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. And that was the end of chapter 8. Now we're going into chapter 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fell from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Well, what? Faith is the key to heaven. So does that mean that we get a key to unlock the door? Faith unlocks the door. Prayer is the key to heaven. Prayer is the key to heaven. But faith unlocks the door. So faith is the main thing here in this world. And him was given the key of the bottomless pit. When God gives the assignment to this person, and John saw a star fall from heaven, a star is actually an angel, amen? Remember in the first chapter?
Amen.
Unto the earth, and to him, this star, this angel, was given the key of the bottomless pit. He was given the assignment, and God gave him the power to open. The key is the power from God to open it. Don't think of it as a key to unlock a door or something. No, it's the power that God gives you to either preach the gospel, to pray and cast devils out, lay hands on people and heal them, and so on and so forth. It's faith. Verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit by the power of God, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And now we've got letters to read, and so I'm going to have to take this up tomorrow, so don't fail to tune in, because you're going to want to know these things, because these things are shortly coming to pass. Where's the first letter from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, let's hear what they have to say.
Dear Evangelist Delamo, greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I believe you will receive this letter with love and peace in Jesus Christ. This is the first time I'm writing to you. Let me introduce myself to you briefly. Previously, I was a Hindu idolater. I am saved by the grace of Jesus wonderfully after hearing your wonderful program on Radio Africa at my friend's house. At present, I am gathering with some elderly people and children on Saturdays for worshiping the true living Creator and prayer under a tree. Please help us with Bibles for our spiritual growth. I hope you would be of much help to me. May the living God bless you beyond expectation. Please send us literature to distribute among converts. Yours sincerely, Juwan from Odi, Idepi, Nigeria.
Okay, we have about a minute left. You have another one?
From the Ivory Coast.
All right, let's hear it.
Dear Pastor Olamo, I am rejoicing enormously in our Lord Jesus, who is supporting you in your ministry. May God help you preserve and lead the souls to the light. Signed, Solomon from Ivory Coast, Africa.
Do you have another small one? We have about a half a minute.
From Haiti, I read one of your newsletters in a chapter from your book, The Messiah, by Pastor Tony Olamo, and I must say that it is very enriching and very spiritual. I congratulate you for this beautiful work and your Christian ministry, too. The Lord has need of your literature and me also. I'm interested and want to know more. Signed, D. from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
All right. Praise the Lord. So we can expect to see smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. That's going to happen real soon, and you'll see. You'll be wondering. Now, you see the smoke of volcanoes and that mountain over in, I think it's Colorado, and it just covered the whole area. Many people died just from the smoke, but this is going to be really something. So much smoke that the sun and the air will be darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Well, you don't want to be caught in that, because God is preparing a place. It mentions in the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation where God is preparing a place for his children, the children of Israel, which are the children that believe in Jesus. Not all Israelites are Israel, but the Israel of God are those that believe in Christ. You can show God that you believe in him right now by saying this prayer. You'll be saved, you'll be one of his children, and he'll take you to a place where you will be free from the smelling of this smoke and all the other plagues that are coming down on earth. So it's to your benefit. God does not need you. You need him. So say this prayer. Say to him, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me, Jesus, on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my eternal soul. Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord. Now Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program number 763.
Go to alamoministries.com, email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for a continuation of this book, which is warning, a final warning from the Lord to get right with Him before it's too late. Here I am to sing for you, and I pray that you're there when the roll is called up yonder. I'll be there. Hope to see you there as well.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called to the yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called to the yonder, when the roll is called to the yonder, well, when the roll is called to the yonder, when the roll is called to the yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, well, when the roll is called up yonder, well, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Well, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.